And good morning, everyone. Today, yeah, it's Friday, January 14th. Double checking that. It's another cool morning. Highs reaching about 56 today. I'm Valerie Vining along with Richard Dixon. And together we make up the Dixon and Vining Show on Talk 99.5. But no Richard Dixon under the weather. We're hoping we get him back on Monday. I think that that's a strong possibility. Right now, let's get some headline news, and I'll also introduce you to my co-host in mere minutes.
I could hardly believe it when I heard the news today.
This is Channel 5 Action News.
Here's another interesting story that's in the news.
Well, the U.S. Supreme Court blocked Joe Biden's OSHA vaccine mandate, which allowed the rule for healthcare workers. It has allowed the rule for healthcare workers. The court ruled that COVID-19 is not an occupational hazard, but a universal risk. This was big news yesterday, not good news for Joe Biden and the Biden campaign, but the list of things that have not been accomplished by that administration so far continue to pile up. To weigh in on this morning, somebody we haven't heard from a long time, but he knows radio. He's been around the block or two. Please welcome in Jim Moore.
Hey,
good morning to you, Jim.
I'm so happy to be here.
It's great to see your sweet face.
It's been such a long time.
I know. It has been a long time. I think, I don't know, maybe a couple years since we've been together.
Yeah. I mean, and you haven't changed at all.
Well, thank you very much. A few more wrinkles.
Older.
No, you have not.
A little more facial hair.
You look great. You look great.
A little fatter.
Nah. Well, the holidays just went past. If you got through the holidays without putting a couple of pounds on, then you're doing pretty good.
Drop four during
you dropped four.
I don't know how I did it.
How did you do that?
The wife didn't make any fudge. That was the difference maker.
The fudge is what does it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I love
that's
it.
What does it.
I've got
hey, John, can
problem.
You give Jim just a little bit more on his mic? There we go. Thank you. Because he's got that big boisterous voice and there you go. What are you drinking?
It's early.
What are you drinking over there? Is that coffee in a plastic cup?
Yeah, it's like you told me to go get some coffee. And
I did.
There's no cups in there.
Oh, I'll find you one in the next break. I'm so sorry.
During the world of COVID,
I thought that was Coca-Cola.
There was some. There were some cups in there, like regular ceramic cups.
Yeah.
But I don't know who those
are.
Well,
I'll hook you up.
If I could have seen one that said Richard's name on it, I'd have got it.
You want to drink out of that right now.
I would have drank out of it. I'd have used this plastic cup as a liner. But this one's melting.
I know. That's what I was like, that plastic's leaching into the cup. I don't want you to leave here sick today.
You know what I'm saying? It's all good.
Yeah.
It's so good to see you. And
it's great to see you.
You know, I'm happy for you and Richard.
Thank you.
Excited for the changes here.
Yeah.
Got rid of that Murphy dude.
Yeah, that Murphy guy's up in Tennessee. Can you believe that?
Yes.
Where all those country singers are. What was he thinking?
Man. Tell you what, I visited during the holidays. I went to the Gaylord up there.
Yeah, I love it up there. It's fun. It's a fun place to go.
Yeah, I spent a couple of days there and got to see Matt.
Yeah, awesome.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. So apparently he was in a hotel. Now he's in a camper somewhere in a camper.
Oh, yeah.
I hope that's where
I was the key to that.
Oh, were you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know you had it that. Oh, you're the hookup.
Oh, yeah. I told him, I said, look, you just need an RV.
Yeah. So that's what he's in.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
He is RVing it. I said, be sure and get one big enough for
does he feel like a little bit of a bachelor doing that? I would imagine that's like, oh, well, this is super cool. Like,
anytime
I don't have much stuff.
Yes. You got your stuff right where you want it.
Right. That's like one, two, three. That's all I need.
That's right.
Yeah. It's back to college days. That's kind of awesome.
It's good for him.
You know, I think about that, and I think that's such a simpler place in our life. When I think, and I know you were, in college, you were going to classes, and you had some responsibility. But, I was talking to somebody about this not long ago, and we're going to get into the news of the day, I promise you, because there was a lot that happened yesterday and happening today. But I remember talking to somebody not long ago how when we were in college and it was spring break or whatever, and we wanted to just take off and go to the beach, you literally left with almost just a backpack of stuff.
There's no doubt.
You know, your swimsuit, some baby lotion, some baby oil in there, and a beach towel and some sandals. And off
40 bucks.
Right, and off you went. And now I'm like, I need to rent an SUV that has a trailer thing, thing on the top.
That's right.
And I got a thing on the back for the cooler to be strapped on the back of the SUV. I'm like, this is ridiculous. It looks like I'm going somewhere for 6 months.
Yeah.
And I'm taking off to the beach for a week. It's the craziest thing.
It is nuts.
And, you know, your sound machine and you know, your hair dryer and your medicines and, you know, my facial lotion. It takes me 2 weeks to prepare to get out the door to go to the beach. I think, God.
That's probably all that stuff's what I've been missing all these years. I look so old now.
Now you look great.
The beach thing has completely turned upside down for me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going.
You're not going anymore?
No, I'm
done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the last time I went is like, you know, it was right post-COVID.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah.
Kind of. Can we? Is that even a term yet?
Yeah, I think you can say.
I can't wait till we really use it.
I think there's a lot of people in Alabama that are using it. We're post-COVID.
Yeah.
Even though we're in the middle of another variant surge.
Everything was so ridiculously expensive.
Yes.
And I know they're trying to make up for lost time or something.
Mm.
But not on my watch. I'm, you know, just not going to do it.
So explain this again. So you're
not... this is the thing, Valerie. And we'll get to some news. Yeah, I know everybody's really, really
it's early, so just wait.
I'll get aggravated in a minute.
There's time for that.
There's time
for aggravation.
But, man, they used to be... Now, my parents were campers, right? Mm-hmm. So when we went to the beach, we always camped.
Yeah, right.
We always did.
Yeah, that's a great way to do it.
I think I'd stayed in a hotel till I was a grown man,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I always thought we were the poor folks. The poor folks camped.
Right, well...
You know, the rich people, they were in the condos on the beach, right? Oh, boy.
But you know what? You're living life. I know.
It has flipped.
That's exactly right.
Now,
The
people roll up in their little $140,000 camper.
Yeah.
And the people over here, I felt like I was in the slums. We were staying on the beach in this big old huge high-rise condo.
Yeah.
Right? We're on like the 14th floor or something.
Uh-huh. Which I don't like. I don't like being on the
14th. So bad.
Put me down on about the top five on down.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to be 14th.
Because, I mean, literally, the – elevator, it just you know,
it's a pain.
It's a great view, but
right.
It's like you go out there, you look, oh, it's nice.
Well,
let's go to the beach.
Look, half 35 an hour
minutes
later
right. You're walking on the beach. I'm like, that's ridiculous.
Everybody's piled in the elevator with inflatable inner tubes
and
their lotion on their body,
right.
Squeezed in there. I'm
in
like,
that elevator?
It stinks in here. In the middle of the summer.
I know it's post-COVID,
like, this
but
is awful.
Yeah, it was not the scene that I wanted, for sure.
No.
And then, you know, just to find out that I used to think that those people that stayed in those places were kind of the upper echelon, you know.
Had
some couth.
Yeah.
Man, I made some of them look really...
silly,
yeah.
Huh?
I mean, they're not all couth.
And I think you're right. The RV park is the way to go because you have all that freedom. You're right on the beach. There's RV camper places that are right on the beach.
Right on the beach.
And that's so sweet. And especially if you have, you know, a bunch of kids. That is a great way to go.
That's a super way to go. Yeah. And plus, you're sleeping in your bed.
Where you know.
That's kind of nice.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm to the point, and I swear I do this. Forgive me. Forgive me, Lord. I've heard too many horrible stories about bed bugs.
Oh. That's one of my.
I think it was Matt's wife, Erica, that did this to me. How she like checks the mattresses when she goes into a hotel. So I have the creepies now with like bed bugs.
I do too.
So I'll literally take, like, if I'm going to go stay like at a condo or a house, I'll take my sheets, and when I get there, put my sheets over their sheets.
That's pretty
smart.
And
then wash them before I leave. And I know that's terrible, and I'm
pretty
like,
smart.
Somebody's put that in my head. And that, again, a product of why I need an SUV to go to the beach, because I got to put bed sheets in there.
Well, unfortunately, you know, because I was hoping that if this post-COVID world began, that customer service would rise, because people are so tired And we just want to go out there and serve somebody.
Yeah.
And we want to be social again.
Right.
And so we're all going to be nice. And we're going to treat customers really good.
Right.
And no.
No. It's very much the opposite way.
It's quite opposite.
Yeah.
So.
And some of that, I think, Jim, is that, and again, this vaccine mandate that Joe Biden tried to put through certainly did not help employers to be able to hire employees because.
That don't suck.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's made the all of that more difficult. So they're having a hard time getting good quality employees. And when you talk about people in the service industry, it's kind of tough. And
I think so. And I don't think that we have the same American pride in the work we're doing. That's a problem.
Sure it is.
You know, you go to a restaurant, you wait an hour for a table where there's tons of tables open. We don't have any servers.
Mm-hmm. I had that happen at a wing place. Everybody's, and I was like, what do you mean? You got 15 tables open. What's the? And then they said, well, we don't have servers. I was like, oh, that makes sense. Yeah. I get it.
Ain't got cooks either.
Right.
You know, because I, according to that steak you just brought me, you know,
it's
obviously
good,
I don't
huh?
know how to cook a steak.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know. It just, I'm still waiting for that. Does anyone really remember how it was after 9/11?
Yeah.
You remember how horrible a time that was. You don't know. Walking right. in, people opened doors for one another. We all looked at each other and smiled and said, hey, man, you know, kind of gave each other that look like we're all in this together.
Yeah.
Down with everybody else, up mm-hmm. with us.
Right.
You know, that sort of
attitude. It's the most unified time we've been in my lifetime.
For sure. For yeah. sure. But since then, I thought coming out of COVID, we'd kind of have that same mentality.
Mm-hmm.
We don't.
No.
And I don't really know why.
Well, I think because not everybody's on the same page as to where we are with COVID. Mask, no mask, vaccine, unvaccinated. There's a huge separation and a gap. And so, and part of that is the leader of our free world pitting us against one another.
The leadership has been so horrible. The 8 years of the Obama debacle with Mr. Biden as VP, which... We used to love to pick on him because every time he opened his mouth, it was something stupid.
Well, now we get it every day.
And now we get it constantly.
We got some of it yesterday, and
really,
I'm like, oh, my gosh, what is
really
he saying?
Something.
It is crazy. We're going to talk a little bit more about it, about this U.S. Supreme Court block against the vaccine mandate, some other topics we're going to get to, and, of course, one of the interesting topics we got to get into, and we're hopefully going to be talking with Dave Nessbaum from CBS 42, and that's concerning our weather this weekend, a big deal on Sunday that we need to really keep eyeballs on. We'll update you with the latest on what Dave had to say, and also, again, hopefully talk with him 7:38 this morning. We'll be back. It's the Dixon and Vining Show at Talk 99.5, talk99.5.com. Talk99.5, talk99.5.com. Dixon and Vining continuing on this Friday morning. Hey, if you're going to get out and about this weekend, maybe you're doing a little furniture shopping, I've got the place to go. I don't think you're going to need to go anywhere else because of the selection and the quality that they have. It is unmatched. Lanius Furniture in Warrior. I love John Lanius and what his family is all about. They've been in business, get this, more than 87 years. 87 years ago, they started this business. And I went up to Warrior not long ago to Lanius Furniture to take a look around the showroom. And then there's all these warehouses that are connected up and down the block. Literally blocks and blocks of furniture, folks. If you want beautiful dining room sets, maybe you want to do an entire bedroom, whatever it might be, he's got mattresses. They've got Arlene there. She's the interior designer. I don't know anything about putting things together, but Arlene is very, very good at what she does. You've also got Luann, Tammy, Steven, Jimmy. They're all there to assist you. Go by Lanius Furniture in Warrior this weekend. Make a point to do that. Check out the Lazy Boys, all styles, all colors, all kinds of different fabrics in time for the Super Bowl. And again, all the different furniture that they have. Go see them. John Lanius, Lanius Furniture in Warrior, short drive, 12 months interest free. You'll love them and you'll love their selection. All right, back at it with guest host Jim Moore in studio with us this morning and talking a little bit about the U.S. Supreme Court blocking Joe Biden's OSHA vaccine mandate. Wow.
Yeah.
How about that?
Man. What,
I mean,
you know,
exciting for America, is exciting
surprised.
For freedom.
Oh, it was exciting. No,
yeah,
it was exciting.
Not
I wasn't surprised. But here's the thing. There were three votes.
Mm.
Those people need to be impeached. Can we impeach a Supreme Court justice? Because there needs to be a avenue. If I was in charge, mm-hmm. that's the first thing
See,
I would want to do.
If Jim Moore was in charge today,
I would be introducing a bill where we could impeach Supreme Court justices that have gotten senile
right.
or have just lost their mind.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure how you don't vote and say, Joe Biden, you can't. OSHA's not in a position to mandate this, and neither are you.
And plus, let's be honest, if they don't have a name that every Southerner can say,
right.
Mayor or whatever.
Mayor.
She's
careful here, Jim.
I'm trying to be nice.
Don't forget your broadcast.
Yeah, I mean, you heard her decision, right?
Yeah,
and you
say, where are you getting
what
this?
What are you talking? There are 100 million kids right now dying from COVID. What are you talking?
Yeah, the numbers, the stats, the 100,000 that she said.
She's an idiot. Yeah, she's an absolute. And so somebody that's that disconnected, mm-hmm. I know they've got this lifetime appointment thing, and wow, what a gig that is.
Yeah.
You got that deal here, didn't you?
Yeah, I think they gave me a lifetime, yeah. I'm not sure I'll last a lifetime, well, but yeah.
Yeah. Yours is more of a conviction.
Mine is like.
Than an opportunity. But I would think we need to find out a way to impeach three. That's my new T-shirt.
They were looking at the same information as the other justices, and you say to yourself, how did you come to the decision that you did?
Yes,
do you not understand how this works, that it's unconstitutional?
What an overreach.
And it's a huge overreach.
What an overreach.
No question about it. So yesterday we found out about that. That was good news. Once again, you say, Joe Biden, what have you done as president of this country over the last 12 months? Almost 13 now. We're almost there. What have you accomplished? Because it seems like everything you've touched has turned to, I'm just going to say, to poo-poo.
Yeah.
Poo-poo.
Yeah, good way.
The economy, Afghanistan, the southern border. I could write an entire list.
Oh,
and it's not
disgusting.
Good.
It is disgusting. Mm. And would love to hear from Democrats this morning, anybody that has any nerve. I haven't argued with one in, I don't know, 2 or 3 years.
Really? It's been that long?
Yeah.
Wow.
I avoid it. I just avoid it.
Yeah, it's not healthy.
I used to do it every day, all the day.
It's not healthy.
I'm ready. You know, if they want to bring it. 9-4, what's the number here? I forget.
545-9950.
Yeah.
205-545-9950.
Yeah, we'll argue
Birmingham broker phone lines. Yeah.
I still love those. Yeah. Those conversations.
Yeah, they're interesting to have.
They are.
And just to add, this is the interesting conversation now, Jim, is to say, okay, talk to me about you decided that you were going to vote for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
We're a year past in. Mm-hmm. Where are you now with it? Are you happy about the vote that you made for Joe Biden?
Anyone that's lived any sort of life experience understands that when you make decisions out of hate for someone,
it doesn't bode well.
It never works out.
No, it doesn't work out.
So if you only voted because you hated Trump,
mm-hmm.
That's not a reason to vote.
Yes, right.
They
just say, this is the thing. It becomes a personality contest.
Yeah.
And if you will stop doing that and start thinking about
policy.
Look at your policies, look at your wallet, look at your bank account, and figure out who is going to move this country in a direction that benefits me and my company and my family and my state, my country.
Try not to be stupid.
Right. And think about that. Quit doing this personality voting. This is what we got. This is what we got.
That's how we got JFK.
We'll be back. More of Dixon and Vining. Talk 99.5. It is 6:30. Talk 99.5. Talk 99.5.com. Dixon and Vining show on this Friday morning. A little chilly out there this morning, but not too bad. Hey, I made a trip over yesterday to Core Plastic Surgery, talking with Adina about all of the different procedures, the halo procedure, the broadband light procedures. There's a lot of things that they offer that I know could benefit you. I've had the hydrofacial on a number of occasions, and let me tell you what, it just makes your skin look and feel absolutely amazing. If through the holidays, you're like, wow, I'm looking in the mirror, and I see that I need to start looking a little bit better. I need that glow back to my face. Well, you can get it with a hydrofacial at Core Plastic Surgery. Go by and see Adina. Learn more about Dr. Grady Core. He is phenomenal, a plastic surgeon that is known not only here locally, but nationally and internationally, for his expertise in the field of plastic surgery. Here's a great idea, and I was talking to Adina about it yesterday. Go to their website and take a look at the before and after gallery photos. Pretty incredible what Dr. Grady Core can do. Facelifts, breast enhancement, liposuction, if you need a mommy makeover. They have their own on-site surgery center that is absolutely beautiful. It is. It meets the gold standards of patient care and safety, and also gives you that privacy that you want. So get in touch with Core Plastic Surgery today. Maybe start with that hydrofacial like I spoke of with Adina at coreandassociates.com, coreandassociates.com. All right.
Man, I need that.
Yeah.
Do you
want to go?
It's
not just for the ladies.
No.
For the guys, too.
Oh, you're speaking about things for the ladies.
Yeah.
I discovered something just a few years ago.
Let me guess. Can I guess?
Mm-hmm.
Pedicure.
You better believe it.
Yes, you're my man.
You can't beat it.
I know. And I try to tell guys this, and they're like, I'm not going in to get a pedicure.
I go in there loud and proud, girl. I don't care.
You are the man.
They got me confused with somebody that cares, really. I'll go in there and sit down like a big dog.
You are the man.
And they'll just sit over there and just think, oh, God, who's going to do the big boy?
You know, well, about 5 or 6 years ago, maybe a little longer than that, I convinced Matt Murphy to go with me one time.
Oh, boy.
And I said, you will love this. He goes, I'm not going to go have a pedicure. And now he got it. It's fabulous.
I mean.
A little massage of the calves. You don't like, do you like your feet touched? Or are you a non-don't touch my feet guy?
Yeah, apparently I do. And so I felt a little guilty.
Did you?
Yeah, afterwards. Why? I don't know. I felt like me and Lynn and Shin had a moment.
Lynn and Shin?
Because they put two on me.
Oh, two?
Yeah.
Well, you're a big guy.
Yeah, I'm a big dude. Big
you're
legs.
You're a tall guy.
Big feet. Right. Let's get a couple of one. But they were very kind, mm-hmm. very gentle.
Yeah. Did you give them a good tip?
They had a very gentle touch.
Yes. And then they pull out the little scrubber thing and get the stuff off your
heel.
What
are you talking about?
You know, and in between the toes. And
I
get
didn't
those
know
nails.
My socks could fit so well.
I had no more idea. Holes.
And I'm not grabbing going on, ripping skin as you're putting your socks on. It's like, this is really nice.
It's
and
true.
I hate having to, you know, yeah. nobody wants to cut their.
Oh, no, I don't know. And then, you know, you don't do them right. They're not, you know.
Dirty.
It's not right. Yeah.
And colors.
Here's the thing. Guys go, pedicure, I don't want any nail polish on my. No, it's just, it's almost like getting your hair cut or your beard trimmed or whatever. It's one of those things that, let me tell you what, your significant other will absolutely love you for doing that because you won't tear up the sheets.
That's what I was going to say. You're going to save
socks.
The sheets. I mean, the sheets are completely ripped to pieces.
I know.
There's been
it's
a few
like,
mattresses.
Yeah.
What's the deal with the mattress cover ripped?
my sharp toenail went through
about that.
Sorry.
Yeah. So yeah, I did discover that.
Oh yeah, that's it's really it's a nice thing to do. And
shout out
I
Lynn
love
and Shin.
Lynn Shin, I love that you have discovered that because it doesn't makes you. I mean it's. It feels like $1 million.
Hey, if I got to take a punch on my man card, fine.
That's not, you're not.
I've got so much on it, it doesn't matter.
You know what, I think
got a lot of credits on that thing.
I think that makes you more of a man.
Yeah.
That you are comfortable
in your skin.
Yeah.
I don't care.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Once again, that's the one thing that people, that this is what scares the rest of the country.
What?
To death, especially the Democrats.
Pedicures?
No. The people like myself, my age group, my guys, we're the terrorists of the country.
Are you?
It's the over 50. Republicans, conservatives.
Oh yeah, you're checking all the boxes.
Worst. We're the worst. It's almost like they could, if they could just invent a virus that'd wipe out that age group.
That's terrible.
Oh wait,
say
they
that.
Did. So that was their point. But my peers.
Yes.
Man, our give a crap bucket's got a hole in it, and so
does it.
Yeah. So you're talking about a whole group of men that just don't care anymore. Mm. So might want to.
Hey, get ready for the 2022 midterm elections in 2024.
What a role we're going to have.
Trump's talking tomorrow night in Arizona.
Yes.
A big rally.
And I'm sure that he's going to be very active in getting out and making sure that midterm goes accordingly.
Yeah.
We desperately got to have it.
Let me hear your thoughts, Jim Moore, on what you think. So many people are like, yes, Trump is going to run. No, he's not going to run. Apparently has a big announcement tomorrow night. I don't know that that's it. I think he's going to wait till after the midterm elections to then make
to announce that.
Yeah, because I think it looks very strong that Republicans will do very well in the midterm elections. And
I think he announces this week, and I think he does it previous to the midterm so that people understand that we're putting the band back together.
Yeah.
We're on a mission from God.
Wow. Well, there's an interesting prediction right there.
Yeah, I think he announces. I think the crowd goes crazy.
And the other thought is, does Trump run again, or is there someone else that he's going to say, here's my guy, and I'm going to back this guy, and I want all of you to back this guy or gal or whoever it is?
I think Junior could be that guy.
Yeah.
But I think it'll be the next time. I think Junior would make a great vice president for him.
Do you?
So yeah. Maybe that'll be the ticket.
Maybe.
Trump. What?
Make America great, Trump. Man, Trump.
That's right.
We don't need just one. We need two of us.
Bring them both.
Oh, wow.
I think Junior's really made some headway as far as the things he attacks is right on cue.
It's interesting. All right, let's talk a little bit about the weather. I think we're going to get together with Dave Nessbaum's going to call in at 7:30. We had him on Wednesday, and I'm hoping today he'll do the same thing. this is pretty important what happens. Alabama doesn't do very well with winter weather, whatever it might be coming out of the sky. Certainly not ice, but this looks more like a snow event. So here's what he's saying from CBS 42, Dave Nussbaum, the meteorologist there, our TV partners. Rain on Saturday, chance of some snow on Sunday, and it looks like that chance of rain is about an inch or somewhere in there. It could be less. It could be a little bit more, and it's somewhere between about the city of Alabaster to just north of Birmingham. Now, when you get north of Birmingham and beyond, like northern Alabama into Tennessee, we're talking a more significant snowfall. But there are some accumulations that are possible. This is all subject to change, as we know, because I'm sure you were here, Jim, when we all got iced in.
Snowmageddon. Yes.
Iced in on the interstate, 65 was a mess, 280. Yeah. No one was going anywhere for days and got stuck. I remember Jay St. Clair, a good friend, an attorney, was in his Porsche, and he was over there somewhere near Brookwood Mall, and he got stuck. He left the office trying to make it home and didn't make it home, but so did all these other thousands of people. The good thing is that this is a Sunday event. Monday is a holiday. It's MLK. A lot of people are out. Kids are home from school. So we shouldn't have a big issue on Monday morning as far as travel is concerned. But Sunday might be. Sunday afternoon and into Monday morning, if you do have to travel, could be a little bit issue.
I've got to travel.
Yeah, you're in the, you know, you're a perfect guy to talk to about of this.
I'm going to travel because I'm going to go hunting on Sunday.
Are you?
Yeah, at the church, of course.
Right. Church first. Yeah, yeah. Because you got to pray that you're going to be able to find that big buck.
He loves me to get out there. Good Lord,
have you done that in church? Have you prayed, hey, Lord, maybe this season I get that big buck that I've been wanting?
He knows.
He knows. Yeah. You know, he knows it's in your.
I don't have to mention it.
So when you go hunting, is it deer? I mean, deer season?
She makes so much fun of me.
Why?
I don't ever shoot much. I mean,
well, that's all right. You enjoy this. You enjoy what you're doing.
I do.
Right?
It's like just getting out there, you know. Now they got scientific proof that forest bathing is a thing.
Back up.
Bathing.
Forest bathing.
Yes.
What in the heck is that?
I didn't know about it. Are you making this up? No, this is legit.
Not baiting, but bathing.
This is legit. It's like, you want to bring your stress level down? Put your phone away. Don't look at it. Don't pay any attention to it. Don't listen to notifications. Do nothing with it. And get in the woods.
Oh. Can I do this at the beach instead of the woods?
The stress levels just drop.
Right. I totally believe it.
It's a big part of it.
I think our phones, especially those of us that are in a business where things are constantly happening, it is a stressor, no doubt about it.
It is a huge stressor,
yeah,
and it is a destroyer of young minds. I don't know if you've seen that documentary called Social Dilemma.
I did. I watched that.
Wow.
Very, very powerful, and it gives you a lot to think about.
Yes.
It's kind of scary, all at the same time.
It was scary stuff.
Yeah.
Especially since I have all these granddaughters that just really dive into their phones way too much.
It is. And you got to limit it. Or Xbox or whatever it is your kids are. But yes.
I think TikTok was invented by the same people who invented COVID.
You're right.
I'm not saying there's a huge correlation, but I'm thinking that there's a correlation.
Well, they're the same ones, too.
Between the China virus.
They invented the mask that we're wearing, too. Isn't that interesting?
Oh, Pelosi's pushing those, too. Uh-huh. It's like they got their own little pusher there.
Right.
Tucker Carlson and that Michael Jackson thing was so funny. God, she looks just like him. I didn't even know that. But
yeah.
Did you see that?
I did see it, yes.
That was so funny.
It was very funny.
That was funny.
Tucker's good. Funny there.
She's an embarrassment to this country. She's such
We may not be dealing with her too much longer. Maybe not too much longer. Yeah, we may be stepping aside here on down the road.
I think so.
With some other things.
Yeah, I think they're slowly beginning to turn on one another. It's interesting to see what's happening to the Democratic Party.
Yeah, this yesterday decision from the Supreme Court, they blocked the corporate vaccine mandate.
Yes.
Inflation at a 40-year high right now. That's a bad look on the Biden administration. Build Back Better doesn't look like that's going to happen. That's turned into a failure. Yesterday, you got White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki trying really hard to spin questions from the liberal media outlets that are now asking them some of the more tough, you know, before they wouldn't ask her anything tough, and now there's no way for them to ignore it.
How can they avoid it?
They can't. They can't. And I just wondered to myself yesterday when I was watching Jen Psaki speak, how much longer is she going to stay in that position? How much longer does she say, I can't prop up the president any longer? I can't do this any longer. I cannot back this.
Well, she's pathetic.
I mean,
let's be honest.
She is, but you also say, look what she is given every day. She's got to defend what the president and the vice president are doing on a daily basis. You got to know behind the scenes she's shaking her head going, I can't do this. I cannot do this.
And she's the queen. I'll get back to you on that.
Right. When?
You deflect every solid question you deflect. I'll get back.
Right. And then the liberal media outlets never hold her to it. The next press conference, you said you'd get back to us. What's the answer on this?
No answer.
That's the end of it. Yep. It goes away because she says, I'll get back to you on it.
She's an embarrassment.
It's frustrating. It's frustrating. All right. Got Jim Moore with us. We'll be back. More headlines on the way to discuss. The weather we'll discuss as well. Also, some interesting news in the sports world. It has to do with tennis and a big tennis star that may not be playing in the Australian Open after all. We'll talk about it here on Talk 99.5. It is 6:48 at Talk 99.5, talk99.5.com. Dixon and Vining Show. No Richard Dixon. He is under the weather, a little ill, and we wish him well and can't wait for him to get back, and I'm hoping that's going to be on Monday. We'll just kind of see. Guest co-host today, Jim Moore, good friend, known him a long time. Would love to spend more and more time with you, but it is so awesome to see you. Thank you for getting up early. Here, hit that on that little red button. There you go.
Oh, never mind. I'm figuring this out.
Well, John can control it, but you can too.
Okay.
Your on off mic button, you know.
Okay.
You know, but
I can go on and off.
You can.
Okay, good.
I think you've already done a little of that this morning, haven't you already?
Else new.
Yeah. But it's great to see you. You look fantastic. Just to pull back the curtain, Jim Moore has. You're not new to radio. You've been in.
Did some for a little while.
You did some. You've done a little sales in radio. You've done a bunch of on air stuff. You've done some weekend stuff with us.
Yes.
And now what's interesting, especially when it comes to this particular administration.
Yeah.
You have your own business and you manage a lot of people and you're dealing with. Hiring employees, letting employees go, which right now no one wants to do. Gas prices, something that your industry is constantly.
Yeah.
I mean, tell us a little bit from your perspective what it's like in this administration with what you've got to deal with on a day-to-day basis.
Well, you know, I don't know if this administration's fully responsible for all of it.
Not all of it, yeah.
But, I mean, we could pick our own selves up just a little bit.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I lost two guys during the first phase of COVID. Mm. And they quit their job and put us in a bit of a bind.
Sure.
So they could go draw unemployment. Because at that point, they were going to make $800 a week not doing anything.
So they just decided that sounds a lot better than...
That's better than actually
than
having to work for a
day.
Living. You know, and I don't know what kind of man... You know, the big reveal has taken place, and I think it did start with Trump, and it's coming. I hope people have hope because I'm telling you, everything that's been done in darkness is going to come to light, and I believe that's a lot bigger than people will give it credit for at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But I predict a few years from now, there will be a lot that is brought to light.
And it needs to, Jim. It needs to.
That the corruption that has been so entrenched in Washington, D.C. is going to be revealed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the beginning of it, just to be honest with you, I've been a little bit obsessed with the Maxwell, Epstein, because, you know, hats off to these ladies, because honestly, the corruption was so far in our Justice Department, still is, that Epstein walked freely in Florida with that little debacle there. I think they convicted him of solicitation, knowing full well that he was a predator. And that was Costa. That was one of Trump's appointees.
Right.
That made that deal where he, you know, slap on the wrist. He got to,
mm-hmm.
And then we fast forward and of course we all know that he didn't commit suicide in that jail. I mean,
there's
please,
just too many
please.
Things that just seem that's really, not, you know, it's hard to prove. I mean, beyond a shadow of a doubt, but there's a lot of weird things.
I
with
think,
that
you know, Elliot Ness kind of Justice Department would have prosecuted right away. I think they did prosecute a couple of the jailers that apparently didn't do their rounds or
right.
on that
had
certain
turn the
day.
Cameras off.
Yeah, they accidentally cut the cameras off during that time. And, you know, so real icky stuff, right?
Very icky.
But without those victims and their voices.
And willing to speak
and
up.
And never letting up. Even mm-hmm. after the debacle in Florida and he's not being held accountable, he's got the goods on so many people.
Oh, yeah. Prince Andrew yesterday, did you see what the Queen?
Saw that.
The
I know.
Queen. She said, oh, you're done here.
You're done. No longer Prince Andrew. His name is Andrew.
Right. All of his honorary military titles and royal roles in all the charities and all the other civic stuff he does, done. The Queen said, you're done. So
part
there's
of
something
the big reveal.
Very serious there if the Queen is willing to pull the plug on him
part
right
of the
now.
Big reveal right there. Mm-hmm. There's an example of what's going to be happening more and more and more and more. And I'm very thankful for that. So
yeah.
I'm enjoying it. I'm getting my popcorn. I'm watching it.
Right.
And I think that the big reveal from our Fauci.
Yes. What's the real story
more
there?
And more
right?
more and more. We learn more and more. And he's going to be challenged and he's going to be disgraced and he's going to go to prison.
Well, and Rand Paul is
I'm gonna
the
go
one.
I'm going to call it.
Yeah.
He's going to prison.
I think that there is a possibility of finding out exactly what he knew, when he knew it,
yes.
and then what he has
and
done
the
all this
up.
Time. Yeah, the cover-up.
And so in with the Chinese, because none of it makes sense, Val. You look at it, you're like, okay, it does make sense that you've got this virus that you want to make sure it can't cross over, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, okay, we have a lab that investigates that. So this group, and of course the Gates Foundation, mm-hmm. and all this deep pocket money coming, and so out of the entire world, they decide that Wuhan, because the Chinese are always so, they just have administrations that are so clear and you can, you know.
Trustworthy.
They're so trustworthy. Yeah. They never lie about anything.
Morally sound. Just
sound
you know,
people.
Right.
You can count on them. Let's put it in Wuhan.
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
Well, can't do it in the U.S. We can do it in China. So let's go ahead and do some of the testing there. Nothing to see here behind the curtain. Anthony Fauci knows so much.
Yeah.
About what happened in that Wuhan lab, and he's not being questioned on it. And now everybody's looking to him for answers on COVID-19.
Fauci for prison is
what
I say.
Woo. We'll be back more on this discussion. Your calls, 545-9950. Those are the Birmingham Broker phone lines. Dixon and Vining with Jim Moore, special guest today on Talk 99.5, talk99.5.com.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.